welcome to Notcast, episode 270. I don't know what this episode is called.
I thought it was 261.
No, I thought it was 270.
No, we had the 260 last week.
Oh, time traveling.
I'm traveling into the future. I've just come back from the Doctor Who 100th anniversary special in 12D. It was amazing. All 50 Doctors were there.
Yes, I'm sure you did.
You just look at me like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm Tyron.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And I'm Shiva.
And we're not cast. Yay!
Yay!
So, it's been a week.
I think you say that every week.
Well, it's been a week since we last recorded. Nobody died, nobody's caught
just
fire.
Just to sort of assure our listeners that, yes, 7 days have passed and nobody died, therefore The Ring is just a movie.
Yes. Hey, everybody, it's Thursday, and this is Giant Notcast. No. It's actually not been that exciting a week in my neck of the woods. I've got things like wedding invitations coming in. Ooh. And I picked up a suit jacket so I can...
Nice. That is something Tyrion and I did on Sunday. Saturday or Sunday, we went out and got fitted for our tuxes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need to know what undershirt to wear, because I have a blue polo and a purple polo. I have my...
Okay.
My purple tie.
I'm wearing an emerald green tie and waistcoat, and Tyrion, I think, is wearing a kind of purplish blue.
Okay. So if I wear my blue and purple, or yeah, purple and purple. It's
green and purple, green and purple. Oh, yeah, you should. Oh. Tyler, just wear, you know, a green shirt with a purple jacket. Come as the Riddler.
that would be hard and slightly disruptive, probably. But at least I know that if he's at least wearing blue, I won't be, like, completely out of blue. I don't have, like, a neon pink shirt with a orange tie or something horrific like that.
Well, you're not supposed to clash with the bride anyways.
So. Yeah.
Which one of you is the bride?
Tyrion. Now, I'm saying that because he's not here and doesn't listen to this show.
And so
therefore, he won't hit you.
Right. Hey, the way I figure it, I proposed first, right? And Tyrion's parents gave us a generous gift to help with the wedding. Which
so
means
the dowry.
He comes with a dowry, so... He's the bride.
There you go.
And also, their name is on the invitation as da 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 Tyrion's last name, invite you to the wedding of. So I was like,
Usually it's the
parents of the bride are hosting the wedding. Yep.
There you go. Yep, that's how it works.
So I figure Saverin, though.
Even your gay relationships enforce the patriarchy.
That's right, yes. Wolf patriarchy. Well, I figured you'd come in like a black mourning dress because two more wolves off the market.
It's all right. I'll survive somehow.
Try.
Yeah. Not a whole lot of exciting going on. I'm still recording books. I mean, I've not been getting as much done as I would have hoped because I've been having vast chunks of my day taken out by playing chauffeur for my sister's car, which continues to be dead. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, hey, I'm doing a GoFundMe to try to get that fucking thing fixed, so I don't have to keep wasting huge chunks of my days to do this.
Now, if you don't raise the full amount of money for the car being fixed, we do need to at least raise enough to get you a jacket and a chauffeur cap.
Yeah.
And then make your sister sit in the back of the car, and you can call her Miss Daisy.
Yep. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's nothing more comfortable than the backseat of a Volkswagen.
It's a very uncomfortable place.
Yes. So how about you, Shiva? What have you done?
Apart from reading your lesbian comic.
Yes, well, there's...
Yeah, you'll have to send me a link to that, because I can fap to that.
Well, dealers for Furry Fiesta opened.
Yes.
So
you
that...
have a... How many or so? Well,
a lot.
Is it twice the capacity yet?
No.
Like you mentioned?
No,
okay.
No.
Is it triple digits?
Yes.
Applicants?
Yes.
150 people?
I'm not going anywhere.
Wait, no, I was actually kind of joking. Is it really triple digits?
Yes.
Holy crap. Wow.
I know that I filled out the form for my parents,
mm-hmm.
like, the minute it came open, and I was, like, at least double digits in. So
he was, like, 22nd. 20-something.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I was hammering F5.
Yeah, yeah.
Waiting for that page to pop
and
up.
And type as fast as you can go.
Yeah.
Still,
you know.
Riddled with typos, and you're like, fuck it, I'll go back and edit later.
It's fixed in post.
It's like, she was picking this out. She knows who the fuck these people are.
Yeah, I still have to go by the rules.
I know.
You don't gotta reload. We did that shit for you.
Press A. Actually, you did have to reload. Quite a bit.
F5. F5 to stay alive.
Yep. Let's see what else. But yeah, I actually was really successful today. I recorded like 5 chapters.
You can't take a phone call now, Shiva.
I'm not taking a phone call. I'm sending him the link.
You're logging into Skype. You're going to take a Skype phone call. And
yes.
Someone's going to call in and be like, hi.
No, they've been...
Well, see, you know, we could have had InDefMech call in, but they're recording the GCC at the same time. So we could have recorded one big orgy of a call. Hammy and M and InDefMech plus us.
That would be kind of messy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still need to figure out how best to do that. Do Skype calls with this, because our system is so very, you know, it's for people that are here.
Right. Well, you just have to have the Skype, I guess, on, like, a laptop, and then maybe have the sound out going into one of the ports on the mixer or something.
Yeah.
And it would mix it all in with the sound from our mics. We'd just have to basically do a test run and make sure it didn't do something goofy like, oh, the entire call goes silent when somebody on Skype talks or something ridiculous like that.
I mean, it can be done. We just haven't ever done it.
We have the technology, sort of, maybe.
Possibly.
I don't know.
Oh. So I do have a cool thing for this week. I have a one cool thing, right?
Yeah.
My Loot Crate came today. And it has the Loot Crate is basically, you give us $20, we give you, like, $40 worth of random pop culture-y crap.
Right.
So, this week, like, this month, I got a Ninja Turtle, like, mini thing, a digital code for a game, some Doctor Who game DLC, some Gauntlet Legends or something, some DLC for that, a magnet. But I think the big thing this week is a Loot Crate exclusive glow-in-the-dark Groot bobblehead.
I like that.
Cute.
And these things are like $15 on their own, so
yeah,
that's cool. And like last month I got the Guardians of the Galaxy, Rocket Raccoon number 1 special edition and some other stuff, a comic. Yeah.
Cheetah Paws just drew a very nice picture of him today.
Rocket?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one. I did see the one that K-9 did.
He's Cheetah Paws' version. He's very bulgy.
Why am I not surprised?
Somebody
fucking furries.
Yeah, somebody replied that. Fucking furries. Go fuck a dog instead of drawing this shit. And Cheetah Paws retweeted it. Like, oh yeah, that's my lock screen.
Oh yeah.
Along with Shiva. Along with every other fucking... furry ever.
Yeah, it's the Rocket Raccoon drawn
he's
by
just
K-9.
Dancing and,
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah. He's dancing and listening to the beats.
Awesome
listen
mix
to the
volume
beats.
1. Or
oh,
2.
Yeah.
Is he K-9 on...
Yeah, okay. He's the dude that did Circles.
He's either K-9 or K-9. I'm not...
Yeah.
I don't recall exactly.
I think if you look up, like, Circles, you'd probably find the name of the guy.
Circles, man...
It's K-9.
Okay. I have to say, has that comic gone anywhere in the last 5 years?
Oh, you know, so the update is that basically there's not going to be any other comics. Issue 8 was the last one. But they're wrapping up the story as a novel.
Okay.
And K-9 is doing the cover and the interior illustrations. And I guess the writer wrote it as a novel.
Okay.
So...
Because, yeah, that was, like, a thing, and then a long time passed, and the characters are still stuck in, like, 2001.
I think K-9 actually might have posted or tweeted a preview to the cover image not too long ago.
I mean, I admit that I've not followed things that closely, but that was an important comic when I was a young furry.
Yeah. Okay, so here's Cheetah Paws' Rocket.
Yeah, that's very furry.
Oh, fucking furries! Ah.
Yeah, that's very bulgy. Looks more like a tanuki than a...
All right.
Oh, he is a raccoon. Mm. His fur also looks a little red there, too.
So, yeah, that's really about it. And...
Yeah, I'm going to be... This weekend, not much is going on, except for Dr. Fucking Who!
Speaking of, I need to talk to you about that later.
Oh, yeah, man, we'll probably knock back some TARDIS shots, or I don't know. But, yeah, so Doctor Who comes back this Saturday, which I am so glad it is this week and not next week. Because it would be like, oh, man, Bachelor Choice. Party or Doctor Who premiere?
Doctor Who Bachelor Party. Duh.
You say that wouldn't be appropriate for our group of friends.
I've got two hearts. You know what else I have two of?
Zip. Thrust.
His testicles bounce in his cloister bell. Yeah. Doctor Who this weekend. That's cool.
Want to see my time rotor go up and down?
So are you allowed to have a bachelor party if you're actually, like, you know, married?
Well, I mean, we're legally married, but we're not.
I know. Yeah, shouldn't we have done this before you went out to Cali?
So it's been proposed that Tieran is doing... We're doing them separate because you would do that.
And you don't want to get all your friends, like, double hungover?
Right, yeah. It's actually the idea that was proposed for mine was to go to Jasmine's to just get a small group of friends or mid-sized group of friends to go to Jasmine's.
And hookah.
And do hookah in Mediterranean. Mm. And that'd be a nice night out. So, and I guess that'll be around the weekend of the wedding, I guess Saturday night, maybe, something. Mm. I'm not sure. I believe Tieran is going to get together and have a party, probably with Buck, and invite people. Other people. Because we can't.
We can't
bring like 50 people to Jasmine's and expect. Can't even bring 10 people to Jasmine's and expect to have a nice time because you really need to be kind of close to each other to be able to talk properly. But yeah, and then we'll have lots of people at the wedding. So this weekend. Catch them on for Planet Stuff, watch Doctor Who. Next weekend, like, we got people flying in, like, Thursday and Friday, and I'm going to see if I can get work early and get off early on Friday, because I don't have any additional time off, apart from the Labor Day Monday, when everyone will be going away. But, we're getting Alex Vance is flying in from the Netherlands to our photography. And, Kyle's flying in from California to, again, officiate our wedding. And we've got Nightcats coming in from Seattle. I think we're trying to get some of the Austin furs to come up for it. Tieran has family coming in from two or three different states. So it's going to be... I'm sorry. I'm feeling a little intimidated.
That's all right. You'll only be standing in front of like 100 people.
Yeah, it's going to be like 100 people there. Huh. I might be more nervous than I was last time, but hey, it'll be a big deal. It's something to look forward to. So, woo! And then, after that, collapse and heap of released anxiety. And then, go to Rainforest next month. Yay!
I was going to say, then you go home on your wedding night and go to bed because you're tired.
Go home on my wedding night. And I'm like, well, honey, I've got to pack these orders. This furry porn waits for no marriage.
Wow. But that's kind of how it goes.
Is there any... I was going to say, is there anything going on in the world that we want to discuss? And then I thought about what's going on in the world, and I was like, no, I don't want to discuss any of it.
No. There's gamer bullshit, there's crazy Middle East bullshit, and then there's...
Ferguson.
Terrifying police state bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are like, fuck.
Yeah.
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 Like, the big deal with Ferguson is I have family like a mile away from there.
Yeah. I think we talked about that. But.
Yeah, and I mean, I haven't heard anything since, but like, my uncle has two sons, one's 3, one's 2. And like,
they're going to be drafted then. That's no, fighting age.
But they're like, Daddy, fireworks.
Yeah.
I'm like, no son.
But I haven't heard anything back from them, so hopefully. I assume that they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got a phone call from a Missouri area code that they're like, oh fuck, is this my uncle calling to like say, hey, I'm okay? Is this my uncle saying, holy mm-hmm. fuck, what's the, actually, I guess my aunt-in-law, or you know, because my uncle,
your wife. Uncle's wife is just your aunt.
Oh.
That's how aunts and uncles work.
Okay, whatever. It's like, oh no, something horrible has happened. No, it was a
fucking your uncle's calling you up to say, I'm strapping on the vest. I'm going to go and kill them all. Let God sort them out.
No. Thankfully, I think only one of my uncles would be that way, and he's in Tennessee, so.
Oh, okay.
He's a nutbag. We don't talk to him.
Okay.
Well, I just hope he never ends up on Youth Pastor Watch.
Oh, I haven't heard of that site, but it sounds terrifying.
It's something Dan Savage does.
Oh.
It's whenever a youth pastor gets in the news for molesting his charges.
Oh, good.
So, hopefully he never ends up on there. But yeah, there's shit going on in the world, and I'm just like, man, it's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Middle East, it's fucked up. It's always fucked up. You know, mm-hmm. that's the fucked up East. There's the Far East. There's Europe, there's Africa, then there's the fucked up East.
Yeah. You know, there was somebody linked to an article from years ago from The Onion and said, wow, this is kind of frighteningly prescient now.
Oh, that was me. It was talking about sectarian violence.
In the Middle West.
In the Middle West, and it was like a toll booth got bombed or something.
Yeah, it was like Illinois and, is it Indiana?
No, Illinois and Missouri.
It was Illinois and Missouri were fighting it out. And talking about their shoppers are coming over our border to take advantage of our lower sales tax.
Yeah, and then there was also the article about, it was, I think, Vox. It was like how, you know, if we reported on the violence in Ferguson as if we, the way we've reported about violence in other parts of the world, mm-hmm. it's like the dominant white people sect. You know, and it's just like, it's fucked up. And I just hope my family continues to stay safe and people will, you know, calm their tits.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe you should go up there with a protest sign. It's just calm your tits.
And they'll both beat me up. It's like, the police and the protesters in Ferguson united today to beat the shit out of some poor fat slob who had a sign that said, calm your tits.
No, man, they'd both be like, fuck, he's right, and they would all embrace.
And then somebody'd throw a water bottle and shit would go down. Anyways, we only have a few emails this week. It's going to be a short show. Do you have anything else, Shiva?
No, I'm looking for Adam and Eve.
Yep. I need to send the next invoice for that. I don't think we have, like, fuck all in terms of sales, but I need to find that email. They've changed a couple, like, couple of people. Our rep there have changed.
Yeah.
Like they've changed, like, two people.
It's like chasing.
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, it's just like the Furry Fiesta Hotel.
Yeah.
Contact person keeps changing.
Or, hell, even the Crown Plaza.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was fun last year. You know, I was trying to get a hold of someone to, like, get everything all finished up, and they kept changing people and moving you around.
They changed people on us twice this year.
Anyway, who wants to read an email?
So, I guess I'll do the first one, from today.
From today, all right.
Okay. Wow, these are going to be really short emails.
Yeah, they really are.
Very quick question. I just started listening to you folks, and I've got to say, I love the show. There's just one thing that's been bothering me. The song clip that plays before every episode, what is it? It sounds familiar, but I just can't place it. Fresh Meat Lowly.
It's the Notcast theme song, of course.
No. No. It's, the song is titled 5 Minutes from the band Sublevel 3. They're a furry band based out of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. They're cool folks. They've let us use... God, we've used that theme song for fucking ever, too.
Yeah, for like 5 of our 6 years or something like that.
Yeah, and if we ever change it, people would not know what to do.
Yeah, it's sublevel3.us is their website. And all of their shit is up on iTunes, so you can search them on iTunes, pick up their albums there.
Yeah, they have a pretty good cover album as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the song's 5 minutes, and that's what we've used forever.
Yep. Okay. So
I'm going to say I'm going to miss seeing those guys this year at OklaCon.
I only saw them briefly last year, too.
I haven't been to OklaCon between different things for a couple of years. I need to go back. It's just shit keeps happening.
Yeah. I have keep having lack of time off, too. Maybe next year. Okay. You want to take this next one, Shiva? It's pretty short.
I'll stop shopping for dongs. I got it.
Oh, okay.
Well, oh, God. You would give me that one.
It's short. I mean, you don't have to read the web link.
I know. I was exploring the dark realm of the front page of FA and found a pick here I think you'd get a real kick up. Perhaps you can share your thoughts on the multi-layer furry vor for us. It's a picture of a wolf eating a smaller wolf eating, like, a cat thing. So the title of the email is Furry Turducken. It's like, not much to say. I'm not into vor, so good luck to them.
So, I mean, this kind of art raises a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like,
oh. It was a YCH, that's interesting.
Yeah. But it's like, okay, there's this giant-ass cat thing on the right side. Or maybe it's a wolf or something. It doesn't look like a wolf, really. And then, like...
Oh, it says one is a gargoyle hybrid. Wolf-gargoyle hybrid, maybe?
Okay.
Maybe that's a wolf in the middle?
Yeah, but it's like... The wolf in the middle looks, like, very surprised that he is now waist-deep down the gullet of this larger creature, while the wolf on the left looks like, oh, my, what a surprise. This worrying me is a fucking TARDIS.
Yeah, the wolf doesn't look that big from the outside.
Yeah. So, it's vor.
The one on the left is like, huh, the hunter has become the hunted. And then realizes he's still going to die, and is like, fuck.
Okay, well, you know, whatever floats your goat,
I mean, it's sort of like
floats your goat.
Yes.
It's like the furry version of human centipede, I guess.
Furry centipede. except it's like vor edition.
I don't know. I mean, how do you know their anuses aren't sewn together? I mean, we can't see two of them.
You can't see all three of them.
Well, the other one's anus wouldn't be sewn anywhere because it's at the end.
Well, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's a very efficient version of the centipede. They're all like sewn together halfway down each other's gullet, so there's...
Yeah, you know. They're contracting.
Now I'm thinking, like, they swallow it down, the other one just burps and just... Bleh. They just, like, extend out from each other, and then he swallows them back. And somebody got a boner.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be soft vor if they don't all get killed.
Well,
so.
Yeah. So, thank you for your email there, Soji Tiger.
It was very horrifying.
It is... You know, it doesn't even really faze me. I'm just like, huh.
Just like, whatever.
I've seen enough shit in this world. It's enough... I've seen enough furry shit that would turn you white.
Yeah.
never mind the fact that we're all quite... Very, very white.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah. Thank you for sharing. Maybe he's one of those people that, like, the pain he feels has to be inflicted on others so he doesn't feel the pain as much. It diffuses the pain.
Uh-huh.
So, there we go.
Okay. And this is our own... We're now left with our only... Damn it.
Yawn.
Oops, so, yeah, why am I yawning? God. Yeah. Okay. This is our only, like, actual email, I guess, about well, I was going to say about sexuality and stuff, but the Vore thing was sort of sexuality, I guess. Okay. Subject line is trans special. Dear Notcast, as you might guess, I am a furry. I am also a Therian, which may help the rest of this letter make sense. I believe that I am trans special. The furry, that means you're not really special, but you're special on the inside?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not special, but you feel that you should be special.
Oh, Lee Harvey Oswald felt the same way. Anyway.
What?
Go ahead.
Read.
No, that was his problem, is that he was this insignificant little prick that could never really get anywhere in life, but he felt that he was destined for something greater, and it made him sort of nuts.
Mm.
So, I'm also listening to the audiobook of 11/22/63 by Stephen King right now. So, because I just threw that out there, like I just slapped my dick on the table, the two of you were like, "What?" Okay, I believe I'm trans special. The furry psychologist Nuka has suggested the term species dysphoric, which is basically species dysmorphic, was a years old term developed by somebody else. More recently, I have come up with the term heterospecial. These three terms refer to the fact that I feel that my body is wrong for my species, and that I am not interested in relationships with members of my current species. I understand how humans can be considered attractive, but the thought of doing more than looking at them is quite a turnoff for me. Though I could probably have my pick of available humans for a mate, I could totally hear Shiva typing over the mic.
Sorry. I was sending someone a link from... I found something really nice on...
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve.
AdamandEve.com, our sponsor. Did you tell them that our coupon code is not KNOT?
Actually, I did, so that they could get half off it. They told me they wanted one of these.
Wow, Shiva really did get 50% off?
Oh, shush.
And free shipping.
Oh, how about that? There, we got our ad covered now.
No, they don't offer a lot of their specialty vibrators with our coupon code, but they'll do the Hitachi Magic Wand.
Oh, the super orgasm maker.
So the ones that will rattle your teeth?
Yeah.
She told me she wanted one, and I was like, I'm shopping for our thing. It's like, oh, there's the Hitachi. Let's see if it... Oh, my God, it applies.
The pussy pulverizer.
And someone says $70 you can get it for $35. I'm like, let me just send you the link.
Yes.
By the way...
Hitachi Magic Wand, pulverize that pussy.
Because I originally was looking at going to do one of the cichlid loops, because they're good. But I'm just like, I'm curious. Oh.
Okay, well, there's our Adam and Eve ad. AdamandEve.com. Yeah. Coupon code NOT. Buy Hitachi Magic Wand. Pulverize that.
You could take knots out of your back, hammer, you know, nails, pulverize pussy, tenderize meat, you know.
I was going to say, yeah. And now back to the email already in progress. Sincerely and most serious. Oh, wait. I'm actually going to go back and reread this because, like, I that was a really amusing little side trip there. But I don't mean to disrespect the reader. So let me.
Sorry, I had to share my lovely, lovely dong discovery with a friend. And oh my God, I can save you half price.
A dong discovery.
Guys, man, you're like the fucking Lewis and Clark of dildos. It's great. Fucking plotting new worlds and shit.
No, it's just she offered to like maybe share. I'm like,
That's the sound it makes when it turns on.
That's all the sound you hear is because your head is vibrating.
Yes. So go ahead and continue reading the trans special.
I decided I needed new fillings, and for my dentist's convenience, I removed all my old ones by having an orgasm.
I hear it's really fucking powerful, but oh my God, you better hold on to something.
Okay. Trans special. I'm actually just going to reread this from scratch without any commentary this time. So, okay. Dear Notcast, as you might guess, I am a furry. I'm also a Therian, which may help the rest of this letter make sense. I believe that I am trans special. The furry psychologist Nuka has suggested a term species dysphoric. More recently, I have come up with the term heterospecial. These three terms refer to the fact that I feel that my body is wrong for my species and that I am not interested in relationships with members of my current species. I understand how humans can be considered attractive, but the thought of doing more than looking at them is quite a turnoff for me. Though I could probably have my pick of available humans for a mate, for me only an actual anthro-furry being will do. Since there is an apparent lack of such things on this planet, I'm left in a quandary. I understand, though, that a solution to any problem will present itself eventually. I know that this life is not required to entertain me every second, only I can do that. I just wonder if any of you or your friends have ever encountered a situation like this before. My name is included at the bottom of this letter, but I would like to remain anonymous to your listeners for now.
Okay.
Sincerely and most seriously, name redacted.
You're not the first person I felt like this who just doesn't feel any sexual connection to the rest of the human race, you know, so, I mean.
How do we describe those people, Saverin? What is the term?
They've gone full furry.
No. The term when you don't have a sexual attraction.
Asexual?
I was trying to get Saverin to say it because he always says it so funny.
How does he say it?
Asexual?
No, you say asexual.
Asexual? Like,
asexual what, Saverin?
Asexual weirdo.
No, silly, that's me.
I'm sure we're all weird.
I think
weird.
We're all pretty weird.
Right. Anyway, sorry.
You're just making fun of my inability to use proper English.
Yes.
Yes.
Check your privilege.
I know, you were homeschooled. Anyway, Shiva.
I know, I was.
I did my ad.
No, I'm saying I didn't mean to interrupt you if you had more to add to that.
No, not really. It's like, there's a couple, I mean, from when I first got into furry, I ran into a couple of folks that just weren't interested in humans.
Mm-hmm.
They have, like, sexual drive towards, like, the animal people. But they don't really find humans attractive.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I have to say that as I was reading it, I was initially becoming terrified when you were saying that you weren't attracted to members of your current species. Because it's like, oh, God, he's going to go into dog fucking. He's going to go, oh, no, he didn't. Okay, cool. All right. A little sad that, you know, you're not attracted to anybody on the planet. I think part of that might also be, I mean, so, like I said, sometimes people are just asexual or asexual. And
thanks, Fez.
You're welcome. I love you, buddy. But there's also part of it is that sometimes people just develop a little bit slower. And as time goes by, you know, you can find yourself being more attracted to things that you weren't attracted to before. Like, I could not imagine actually.
They bought it.
Nice.
So, yes.
So. Hey, Saverin, why don't you invoice that? So, back onto the topic. When I was younger and thought I was straight, and then, you know, I started kind of talking to and having RP sessions with a male furry online. Actually, a male Therian at the time. And, like, then I got to the point of, well, sure, I can do this online and it's fun and hot, but I could never actually have gay sex in real life because I don't... It's not that gays are gross. I just don't think I could ever do that with a man, or I don't think I could ever kiss a man or anything like that.
And now look at you.
And that is, I know, right? Fucking just neck deep in cock.
You never know until you try.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You never know until you try. And as time went by and my sexuality became more developed and I got some experience, you know, my feelings and my attractions changed. So part of it may be that. That you will kind of slowly change over time. So I wouldn't necessarily close off all your, close off the idea of you ever being happy and finding someone to be with on this planet. I think you need to leave that possibility open. Were you going to say something?
No, I was just going to say, there's also exceptions to every rule. I know several people who are primarily interested in X thing, but they met this Y person.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Okay, you're my exception because, damn.
I knew a couple back in Florida where the guy was a gay redneck and the girl was a lesbian goth. And they were straight for each other.
Hey, whatever floats their boat.
And it was just that one person,
and,
you know.
Like, even me, I'm primarily attracted to women, at least as far as that gut punch, ooh. And yet both my partners are men. Granted, not very traditional men, but men.
It's okay. You put a skirt on Cero, flip him around, everybody's got a butt.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Tuck that shit back. You can't tell.
I've seen him do it. Sometimes it's, yeah.
Tell me more.
Sarah just slowly starts stroking off. Tell me more. I've got this Hitachi magic wand available from AdamandEve.com.
I've got some cover here. My masturbation tent.
We need to take up the tent because, oh my god, my legs are dying.
Yeah, there's way too much
less air
sheet on this side of the table.
Okay, well, it's pretty.
We need to basically lift the sheet up and fold it back so that it is just covering.
But we're not
going to
do that while
table.
Recording.
But yeah, and I don't know. Do we want to get into the Therian thing? Or?
I really don't know much about that. So
you know that may. I noticed that, you know, speaking of how fucked up the world is and everything, that I remember. Early on, when I was briefly a Therian, you know, and I knew several people that are like, the human race sucks and they're terrible and they destroy all this shit and they kill nature and they kill animals and they kill each other and I don't want to be a part of it and I'm a wolf on the inside, basically, long story short. And it's like this sort of...
you can kind of see where they're coming from.
Yeah, but they just feel such despair at a point in their life where they don't really have a direction for themselves, and they're like, I can't possibly be human. I have to be something more than that, something more noble. And that's where a lot of wares kind of get that attitude, you know. And it's like, you also just kind of have to accept that. I'm sorry, no, you are human. If you believe in the spirituality and stuff, that's fine, but you are still human in body. And I would not do anything with this life just because you're hoping to get a furrier one in the next life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like it's okay to have those beliefs, but don't let it stop you from living a full and fulfilling life as a human being now. So that's, you know, that's pretty much what I got to say about that.
Yeah.
So, anybody else? We're done with the emails.
That's pretty much it.
I'm going to hit refresh just in case we got another one at the last minute, which has been known to happen.
Like I said, so there's a new comic that I ran into. It's called Sunstone. I can't remember if I talked about that much at the beginning or if that was on break. But Sunstone is a BDSM comic. It's femdom, so it's primarily lesbians. And it is on DeviantArt. It's a husband and wife team. Let me pull up there. DeviantArt. I don't know where I didn't just go to the link I sent to Saverin. So the user on DeviantArt is Shinies, Shinieze. There's four volumes so far, and it's very, very good art. It's comic book style. They're actually picked up to be published by Top Cow. So they're actually going to be in print. It's really good at explaining BDSM to people about going in and out of scenes, you know.
So it's a proper...
Yeah, it's not 50 Shades of Bullshit.
50 Shades of Nay.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty good about explaining the scene. I'm not hip deep into it, but I had a lot of people who are into it really giving it good, kind of a thumbs up, like, yeah, this is it done right. So, but again, it's femdom, fem lesbian dom, so. And it is, I won't lie, it is hot as fuck. I really, really liked reading it. The thing is it's not necessarily even like a turn-on necessarily, at least sexually. For me, the aesthetics of the thing is freaking gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It is a
very nice art style.
Yeah, it's very, very pretty.
I'll have to look at the link that you sent me when we are done here.
So, again, that it's called Sunstone. It's on DeviantArt. They kind of put together their chapters in mini galleries, so you can kind of page through one at a time. And, yeah, definitely give 2 thumbs up. 3 if I had, you know, a penis, but I don't. So
2 thumbs and a dick up.
I'll go home, get the one out of the drawer, put it in, and then we'll have 3. But yes. Okay.
This gets one rock hard clip up.
So that was my big, like, whoo of the week.
That's Shiva's one cool thing. Saverin's is
my
his
one sexy
loot
thing.
Crate thing.
His loot crate. Which, I'd heard of Loot Crate before. They're a sponsor on another podcast I listened to. And it's kind of a neat concept. And I guess you can always eBay any shit that you're not interested in.
Yeah.
My one cool thing is Doctor Who is coming back.
Aw, yeah.
He's coming back.
You'll get to see, you know, a Doctor who's 900 years older than the previous one.
Yeah.
He's only in his 50s. He's not that. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, no, isn't that like one of the big things where he's like, I'm 2,000 years old, Clara?
Yes, yeah. He says that in the trailer. But also, one of the big things is that I've heard this from people individually, and I've seen this come up in interviews and stuff like that, is that the actor, Peter Capaldi, is so much older than the previous actor, Matt Smith, in real life, you know, by about 25 years. And, like, this BBC interviewer flat out asked him, you know, you're the oldest person to play the Doctor since William Hartnell. Do you think that's going to be a problem with the audience? And I'm just thinking, oh, you mean William Hartnell, who was, like, just beloved by children all over the country and seen as this grandfatherly figure and basically drove the show into an audience of millions in the 60s. Yeah. Yeah, he totally had a problem with his age, you know? Yeah, and I know we're in a different kind of time right
now. And how it's been billed the past couple of years.
Yeah, and it's had a different kind of audience lately. But, you know, if people are not shallow, if they're not just hung up on the Doctor being a young, pretty boy, you know, if they actually care about the character and care about the show in the universe that it has created over the last 50 years, then they'll stick with it, and it won't be a problem. But, you know, we've had older Doctors before, we'd had younger Doctors before, and, you know, it's just kind of irritating to me to be like, oh, he's old. Oh, I'm going to stop watching it. It's like, fuck you. He's like 55. He's not, you know, in his 80s.
Well, see, my whole thing about the age, I meant the age of the character, because the Doctor says he's 2,000.
Oh, yeah, that's actually
his character. Previously, he was like 1,200.
Yes.
At the end of, like, the astronaut.
Yeah, the impossible astronaut. Yeah. He's like 1,300. But he was on that planet. Did you see it? You didn't see his Regeneration episode.
No.
Did you? Okay, well, yeah, I'd say spoilers, but fuck it. Basically, in his Regeneration episode, he ends up trapped on this one planet protecting the people that live there for something like 700 years. Mm-hmm. So he's actually an old man when he regenerates.
Huh.
So, like, he's 2,000 years old at the end of that episode just because that of the time that he spent on that planet. So, yeah. Peter, okay. You know, 12 is actually 2,000 right at the beginning, basically.
Okay, so. I was gonna say maybe they jumped his age up so they could do a bunch of cool shit in the interim.
So,
And
I wonder if they did it that way just because of the concept of, okay, when he regenerates, he always goes back a little younger. So to get this actor to be plausible, they had to move Matt Smith's edition past his age to bring it back down to...
No, see, a lot of people think that, but that's actually not the case. Because, like, he's always jumped back and forth. Mm-hmm. You know, you had, like, the... Okay, so the fourth Doctor was younger than the third Doctor. So mm-hmm. four is Tom Baker, Big Scarf, everybody knows that. Then he gets younger when he goes to Peter Davison, young guy, blonde, cricket outfit, celery. Then he gets older again when he goes to Colin Baker.
Crazy hat guy.
Loud coat, blonde hair. Then he stays the same age when he goes to Seven, short, question mark outfit. Gets younger when he goes to Paul McGann. Gets older again when he goes to Christopher Eccleston. Then gets younger for 10, younger for 11, older for Cavaldi. So...
Yeah.
And I think 3 was a little bit older than 2 at the time that they were filming. So it bounces back and forth, and they've never really explained... Like, they've sometimes tried to explain that however he dies influences the person he becomes. Like, one of the novels implied that the fifth Doctor had a fear of heights because the fourth Doctor had died falling, like, 50 feet from a radio telescope tower. Mm. But that's never really been, like, proven to be, like, a thing overall, you know?
Okay.
So it's... They're actually going to... Apparently, they are going to touch upon the fact that Peter Capaldi has been in Doctor Who before. Because he was in Fires of Pompeii, which was a David Tennant and Donna episode.
Yeah.
Well, and then Tom Baker came back, and it may or may not have been him or
like,
something.
Like, Capaldi was also in Torchwood, too.
Yeah. But Colin Baker was in Doctor Who in a fifth Doctor episode before he played the sixth Doctor. So, I think, you know, sometimes...
You just kind of got to gloss it over.
Well, sometimes you gloss it over, but sometimes there's also the theory that people that have... that he's met or that have influenced him in some way.
He mimics them?
Maybe in their... they're in his psyche somewhere as he's regenerating, and his body just sort of takes that form for whatever reason.
That. That's cool.
He needs something to imprint on, so...
Yeah, like he imprints. And actually, there's sort of a precedent for that in when Romana regenerated. So the actress Lala Ward was in the last episode of the original Romana's story. And then the very next episode, you know, basically the producers ended, were like, oh, we like her. We want to make her the new Romana because Mary Tam is leaving. And they were like, full fuck. Because it's like a one episode difference. It'd be a lot more obvious than it is in this case where it's like a 2-year gap. So they actually write it into Romana's dialogue that she's like, well, we're not going to be seeing that character for a while, so why can't I look like her? And the Doctor's like, you can't just go around, you know, wearing somebody else's body. And he's like, she's like, well, I thought it looked very fetching on the princess. He's like, well, that may be so. So basically they wrote it in. She's like, you know what? I like that body. I'm going to look like that.
There you go.
So he can do that. The Time Lords can do that, apparently. So
okay.
It's magic. They don't got to explain shit.
Exactly. Well, it's science. It's super Time Lord science. Mm-hmm. It only looks like magic.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, this concludes this really, really super short episode. It's like 10 o'clock now, isn't it?
Right away.
I don't know. I closed my iPad.
And
I'm helpless without it.
Yep. So thanks for listening, and buy stuff from adamandeve.com.
Coupon code NOT.
Your vagina into the sun.
Yep.
It is like a jackhammer for your vagina. But pleasant, honestly.
Yeah.
If you buy one, bring it over, turn it on, and just set it on this table, and we'll just leave it on mic and just be like... Grr!
I can always see about borrowing hers for use.
And people will be like, well, if that doesn't convince you, you know, then what will?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that waveform on GarageBand.
Be terrible.
Suddenly it's just a solid wall.
Doing a Patreon. Mainly if you don't want to buy a dildo, but you would like to donate to support the show, we'll be setting one up in the next week or so. We need to get some new art that's uniquely ours.
Right, and figure out what we want to do for the various
yeah
backer levels or whatever. For,
like, if you donate X amount a month, we'll read a story, radio play style.
Oh, God.
I'll make you cookies.
We'll record. We'll record masturbating audio only.
No.
We'll just make Zarin take the ice challenge again and again.
Oh God.
Wearing progressively less the higher you donate. Here's Zarin in a Speedo. It is not regular ice. It's dry ice.
It burns.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
And then the very next week we'll be like, please donate to our GoFundMe to get Zarin new skin.
Yeah. So, on that note,
good night.
And big balls.